Hello, I'm Adam, and welcome to Tales from the Potting Bench, a gardening podcast where you'll hear tales and stories from the most interesting and different people from the world of both indoor and outdoor gardening. This episode is sponsored by the wonderful people at PlantGrow, producers of award-winning organic fertilisers made with zero chemicals. Great for your garden, and even greater for the planet. And don't forget, if you use the code POTTINGBENCH on plantgrow.co.uk, you'll get 10% off your order. Before we get into this week's episode, I'd like to ask, if you listen to this podcast and enjoy it, then please consider rating and leaving a review on your podcast platform of choice. It's easy to do, takes a few minutes of your time, but it helps this podcast get into the ears of more like-minded planty people. This episode features a conversation with gardener and content creator Patrick Venuccio, perhaps better known to us as the Frenchie Gardener. Patrick talks in depth about how he grows so much in such a small terrace space on his balcony in perhaps surprisingly Berlin, not France. It took Patrick until he was 36 to plant his first seed, and he hasn't looked back. Enjoy. So, for anyone who is listening who is not familiar with you right now, who are you and what do you do?
Yes, like firstly, thanks for having me. So my name is Patrick Vernuccio. I'm the Frenchie Gardener on Instagram. And so what I'm doing, basically, I'm growing organic fruits and vegetables in pots and containers on my balcony. So I'm an urban grower and I'm also author and I'm also a facilitator, basically, of urban gardening content.
So how did this all begin? Because you've come to this, if I'm not mistaken, you've come to this quite late, haven't you, really?
Yeah, 4 years ago. So it seems a lot, but actually in a gardening scale, that's not that much, I would say.
No, it's not, is it? So how did this come to be for you? How did this all... Because now, I mean, you can argue that this is a massive for you now. How is this... I mean, this has absolutely must have changed your life, but how did it start?
Yes, totally randomly. because basically, like my story is that I waited 36 years to plant my first seed because I was always living in urban areas, in big cities, so mostly in Paris. And I did not have like any balconies or terrace or like growing space. And when I moved to Amsterdam to follow my professional marketing career working for Netflix, it was the first time in my life that I had actually like quite a nice balcony. And I wanted to buy just some flowers, you know, and random flowers in a gardening center, you know, like when spring like was approaching. And I was like, okay, let's have some flowers. And yeah, at the entrance of the shop, there were like seeds of radish, lettuce, tomato, aubergine, courgette. And I was like, oh, okay, why not? And yeah, and it started like this, you know. I just like bought some seeds, some soil, and just some pots. And I was like, yeah, what I'm going to do with this, you know, like I don't know at all, like how does it work? And basically it started like this.
So what was the first seed that you sowed?
Lettuce. I remember it was my first try, lettuce. And the funny thing is that I didn't know, you know, back in the day if one seed would give birth to one lettuce or if I had to throw in the pot, you know, 10 or 20 seeds, you know. And then, yeah, I was just like throwing like, I don't know, like 10 seeds. And a few days later, like, oh, it's working. Like there are some plants growing. And I was like, wow, that's fascinating. And then after, of course, that was a huge learning curve.
Yeah, I bet. So they germinated then. So your first seeds were a success.
Actually, yes. But because also like I was throwing a lot of them.
I suppose. So then did that kind of instantly spur you on to start growing more then?
Yeah, because like I think it was the first sign for me, like showing like, oh, like, you know, I saw a seed and it's sprouted. Well, it works. And then after, I think I wanted really to like nourish even more my curiosity, you know, around the vegetable, how is it possible to grow them even in pots, even in small spaces. And I think that that the magic of social media in a way is that you can talk like very quickly with a lot of different people. And I really saw like a huge gardening community online. And then from this, like I was reading like articles, I was experiencing myself also. And then I started to learn actually like quite quickly because I think there are some bases, of course, that you can check online. But after, I was also using a lot my intuition, meaning that I was like, okay, if I were a plant, like how would I react to this, or would I like this or that? And basically, yeah, just by learning, by failing, I was also like learning pretty quickly, actually.
I think that's incredible that you just kind of came to it after so late, but now it's such a huge part of your life.
Yeah, definitely. I honestly now, like, I think, yeah, I cannot live like anymore without gardening and growing my food. Like, because I think it's such a huge, huge change. And recently, I made also like a lot of content about this because I really want to educate other people also about like the life-changing benefits, that gardening can have in your life. And I think it's much like deeper than just harvesting vegetables, it's also changing your vision, your perspective about your place in the ecosystem, about also, are you living, a sustainable life? Is it possible in a city to live more sustainable life and even better, like regenerative lifestyle? And I think that, yeah, just by growing your food, you honestly quickly realize like how everything is connected, and you're just one piece of the puzzle. But by starting your garden, you're basically the piece that is also allowing, an ecosystem to develop, biodiversity to come back, food to grow. And then after, you just have to compose with what you have,
So for anyone that hasn't seen your kind of setup there, I suppose, with your balcony, do you want to describe that to us and let us know how big your space is and what you do with it?
Sure. It's full of veggies. It's just a space with like a lot of pots and grow tables and yeah, basically like I grow everything in pots and containers. So I mostly use like regular pots, but also like grow tables that I especially love because they are a bit cerelevated, so they are not like taking the ground floor, so you still have like some free space basically on your floor. So I think that, yeah, by combining pots, grow tables, you can really like optimize like a small space. So I'm growing on around 10 square meter like of active growing surface, like the rest is used for me to walk around. But yeah, so like I also in like implemented now like water tank so that I can harvest some rainwater. I have my Bokashi compost, so I'm also making like my own compost on my balcony. I also dedicated some pots to make some leaf mold, for instance, so collect leaves. I also bought like a second-hand barrel to store basically old soil so that I can enrich it again. So yeah, it's like really like how can I say? Yeah, it's a little vegetable patch basically, like just on the third floor, but other than that, like it's definitely a small vegetable patch.
So is it a balcony or is it a terrace?
Yeah, I think we can say both probably.
It's kind of both, isn't it? I'm always curious about the, I suppose, the options that you have with a balcony or with a kind of an unconventional space as opposed to like a standard garden. And about like the weight of things and watering and things like that. What are the challenges with growing in the space that you've got?
But I think honestly, the challenge I have is, for instance, that it's a bit complex, to install a greenhouse, for instance. So you really have like to be super cautious about basically growing your seedlings indoor and not to rush them out, that early because there is no greenhouse. So yeah, if there is one light frost for tomatoes or aubergine, basically you ruined all your seedlings. So I think there is like this constraint. There is also the constraint, of course, about I would love to have huge compost bins, but that's why I'm using a Bokashi compost, which is really like small compost system that is better for small spaces. I think also, yeah, of course, when it comes, to watering, if I could have access to a huge place, definitely I would have like a huge water tank to store like so much water, like from my household, but also like harvest rainwater, of course. And yeah, you always have to optimize, like with small urban spaces, you have to optimize every little square meter. and make the best out of it, use vertical space, and really like you really have to have a strategic thinking, basically, like to grow plants. And I think the other also, of course, constraint is the wind, because the wind is like can be quite heavy at some point. So it's really about using your balcony railings and also putting strong bamboo sticks that you attach to your balcony railings to again gain some vertical space, but also to provide, you know, some structure like to your plants and solid structures. So I think these are like the key constraint, but in a way it's fun. Like let's be honest, it's fun because there are constraints, but you always find solutions. Indeed, it would be better like with a huge garden, but it's fun to grow on small spaces, I have to say.
I suppose you also have to potentially be much more kind of choosy or picky than you would if you just got a garden. I'm looking at my garden now and thinking, we haven't got a massive garden, but we still have to kind of be conscious about everything has to kind of earn its place. But I suppose even more so in a balcony or a kind of a very set space, you really have to know that if something's going in a pot, it's kind of got to perform almost, hasn't it?
Kind of.
Or you hope it will.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And what I do most of the time is that I do more seedlings than I need to always have a backup solution. You know, like let's say that, of course, as you said, this tomato seedling is not growing or has like an instant disease or whatever. I always have a backup, and worst case scenario, I give seedlings to my friends and they're super happy. And I think, of course, like, yeah, you have to be super strategic. But let's be honest, I don't know a gardener in this world like saying, I don't know what to do with this space. Like, you always have ideas, you know, you always feel limited in your growing space, actually. Anyway, no?
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. How about the sun and the heat as well? How high up did you say you are?
Yeah, third floor. And I'm lucky because like the balcony is south, facing south, southeast. Right. With a huge, beautiful tree right in the middle,
right,
which means that at the basically, at noon, from noon to two, basically, I have like the balcony is mostly at shade, so it's super cool for summer, especially when it's like really, really warm, because like these few hours of shade are like very precious for some vegetables. But yeah, other than that, yeah, of course, I mean. Yeah, you need, you know, I have a lot of message from people saying, yeah, my balcony is full north, what can I grow? And I'm like, yeah, that's going to be challenging. You need sun, you know, you need sun, you need light. After having said that, if you live, you know, in a street with a lot of buildings around, you can also get a lot of indirect, basically, sunlight, you know. So I think that this is also something to consider in urban areas. Like, even if you don't have a lot of direct sun, you always have, you know, like a reverberation and basically like indirect sunlight that can eat your growing space.
I think it's, I was talking to Jason, the cloud gardener, a few years ago, and his balcony is way, 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 way up at the top of a block.
Cloud
and
gardener.
I think, well, exactly. Yeah, that's where the name comes from, obviously. But I remember him saying about the heat and it being almost unbearably too hot, because the higher you get, obviously, the higher it is. And I think he's south facing, so and there's nothing blocking it. So it's completely, it's almost unmanageable at times of year. So you're really lucky you've got that tree there, actually, haven't you?
Definitely. Honestly, definitely. In the beginning, like first time I saw like this big tree, I'm like, huh, it's going to be a challenge. There's going to be a lot of shade. And after, you're like, no, actually, that's the best thing ever. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah, it works really well, doesn't it? If there's anyone listening that has got a balcony that really doesn't know what to do, what would you recommend is a really good thing to start with?
Yeah, I think honestly, experiment. Firstly, like, of course, you know, buy some books or like that are like, you know, like dedicated on this topic on how to start. And I think like the easiest thing to do is firstly, you know, to analyze your space, like sun exposure, is there wind, like what can I grow versus like the sun exposure I have on my balcony. And then after, like ask your neighbors, you know, also like if you just move in, you know, ask your neighbors about like numbers of hours of sun, like what about the wind, what about like water when like it pours, like, you know, when there is a lot of rain, how's the growing space like going. And when you have this factor, after, like, just experiment, you know, it's just, of course, start always with a quality soil. Like, I've made so many mistakes in the beginning, like having a cheap soil because you want to save money, but yeah, don't save money on soil. Like, honestly, save money on containers, save money on whatever you want, but not the soil. That's the key. So I think if you start with a good soil and that you grow the right variety at the right time, at the right sun exposure, and this is not so complex, you can easily, like, start your balcony garden like this, I feel.
Yeah, definitely. Is there anything that you would change about your garden if you were starting it complete from scratch? You say you've just walked out onto that balcony now, it's completely empty. What would you change about your current setup?
I'm changing things every
All
year.
The time.
But yeah, I think, like, I think that's what I will implement, like, actually this year on the balcony, is how can I leverage even more the balcony railings with these huge bamboo sticks to actually create trellises. And this, I think last year I did not do it that well. And now I'm like, I'm seeing all the balcony railings and I'm like, yeah, but actually I could grow so much more plants. Like, it's crazy. So I think this definitely I will implement this year. And that's going to be, I think, a huge game changer. And then other than that, I think combining plants a little bit better also. Like, last year was like the first time I was growing corn. And I think that, yeah, I would definitely, like, grow corn with peas nearby so that, you know, you can, like, really, like, combine plants and huge, like, big plants to give some stacking support to others. So all that kind of things, of course. Like, but it only comes with, you know, practice, like,
experience,
and experience.
Yeah. I just think that's mad. Just thinking about that I think there are people listening now that would probably think that it, or would never have even thought that you could grow corn on a balcony. I mean, that just seems, when you think of a balcony and corn, they don't go together really, do they?
Yeah, I fully agree. And, like, and it's also, for instance, like, sunflowers, like, huge sunflowers, like, yeah, in a pot of 18 liter, it can grow. And, like, and of course, let's be honest, corn, if you want to grow corn, you know, in a small pot, don't expect to have, like, like, you know,
huge
a thousand
crop
of corn, you know, like, like, that's not possible. But at least, you know, to have some already, it's like, it's, I think, super, super interesting. And then I think it depends also about your containers, because if you just grow in a small pot, yeah, you will have the soil volume of a small pot, but you can also, you know, make, like, a huge, I would say, like, garden beds, you know, like, so you can have, like, access to much more volume of soil. So you can almost grow everything, like, on a balcony if you want. Like this year, I'm definitely, like, I'm gonna try, like, for instance, like, melon also. I think it's gonna be fun. Like, let's give it a try, you know, we're gonna see.
There's nothing to lose, is there?
Yeah, exactly. Like, worst case scenario, you have a beautiful plant anyway. And after, yeah, okay, it's not going, like, to give you a huge harvest. Okay, fine, you've tried. And I think the beauty also about heirloom varieties is that there are a lot of different ones that can also be adapted to pots and containers. So the more you try, the more you will discover a new variety that can be grown on a balcony space.
Is there anything that you've tried to grow that just really just hasn't worked and you've just had to admit this isn't right for a balcony growing?
Yeah, I think certain varieties of courgettes, for instance, didn't make it that much come. Like, so you really have, like, to know the variety that works in a small pot. And they are, like, yeah, like, the same variety that I found so beautiful. And it's been, like, 2 years, like, that I'm trying to grow it. I have one nice harvest, so one courgette, and after, that's all, quoi. Like, the plants needs so much more soil volume to develop. So yeah, that's the constraint. But I think otherwise, like, so far, like, yeah, if you look quickly at my balcony, like, I don't know, like, I'm growing so many stuff, like, you know, like, from strawberries to aubergine to corn, tomatoes, courgettes, lettuce, basil, so many herbs, like, yeah, you can have, like, crazy stuff.
I think there's going to be a lot of people that have been listening to this that are going to be really inspired to try and grow more, even if not on a balcony necessarily. I think it gives you a real perspective of what's possible to grow in containers. You don't have to have huge raised beds and huge, you know, allotment space or anything like that. You can do almost anything in a container.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, if you don't have like a your own balcony, sometimes, and more in new buildings are also like shared, you know, outdoor space, like for instance, a shared rooftop or a shared outdoor space, like on the ground floor. And I think, yeah, like you can definitely use this space like to ignite maybe like a community growing initiative. And as you say, yeah, like in pots, it's fully possible. And that's the beauty of it, quoi. You don't have to, even if you have like the worst soil ever and you have a garden with like a rocky soil or whatever, yeah, growing containers, it will work, you know? And I think this is like the beauty of it.
Definitely. So we've learned quite a lot about your balcony and the plants that are on your balcony. I would like to know a little bit more about you and some of the reasons why you might have done some of the things that you've done in your garden. So I've got three questions for you.
Okay.
I won't say that they're hard questions. They'll make you think, I think, and they'll make you make some decisions that you might not have thought. Yeah, exactly. So the first one is, if you were stuck on a desert island with only one other gardener, who would it be and why?
Wow, with one other gardener, who would it be and why?
They don't have to be well known or famous necessarily, unless you want them to be.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay, sounds good. To be honest, actually, like I think it would be like Snewland.
Oh, is that Steve?
Yes.
He's going to absolutely love that when he hears this. I love Steve. He's just brilliant, isn't he?
I love his chilled behavior and, of course, like his knowledge about gardening. And I think that he knows a lot about growing like a lot of different varieties on a garden. Yeah. I know a lot about containers, so I think we would have like good skills combined together. So yeah. He's so cool. He's so cool. And nice. I love like his sense of humor all the time. So I'm like, yeah, if I'm stuck on the island, like definitely.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Nice chats.
Lovely. Okay, what a great answer. Great. Okay, the next question. If you could never garden again, what would you spend your time doing instead?
So it means I can't garden like flowers, like anything. I cannot grow anything.
Nothing at all, ever again. Horrible, horrible idea, I know.
It is, definitely. Then I think probably I would move to beekeeping.
Could you do that on a balcony? You're allowed to beekeep on a balcony.
I'm sure you can. Especially like there are a lot of like actually beehives, you know, in cities now, more in rooftops.
Mm-hmm.
I think on a balcony for sure, I would need to ask my neighbors if they are like okay. But I would say, yeah, I think I would move to this because this is something I don't know that well. Mm. This is something also that scares me a little bit, I have to say, like to have a lot of bees around, but something that is truly fascinating. So probably it would be an area, yeah, like I would love to discover more.
Nice. I think that's the first person ever that said beekeeping on a podcast. You're a first there.
Okay, yeah, maybe nice. A future one, we'll see.
Well, we'll see. And the last question, if you had to flee your garden right now or your balcony right now, which one thing or plant would you take with you?
Wow. Then I think, I would take my eucalyptus. I have like a small eucalyptus plant, like the variety name is Baby Blue. And I really like this variety, like low maintenance. It's beautiful, of course, like it has a beautiful smell. So, and it's pretty light actually. Like even if the pot is like really, it's like a 18 liter pot, the plant is super light. So I think it would be like a very like handy plant to easily flee with.
You can find Patrick on Instagram and TikTok at The Frenchy Gardener and also on YouTube under the same name. Join me again next week where I'll be in conversation with another fantastic planty guest as we begin to draw towards the end of the current season. Until then, you can follow me on Instagram at viewfromthepottingbench to see what I'm up to in my garden or visit viewfromthepottingbench.com to read my blog and much more.